Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Rod Peterson. Be sure to join Dupes and me in Houston, Texas, this December from the 5th to the 10th. I guarantee you we'll be checking in on the Texans and the Broncos on NFL Sunday, plus two live shows with all our football buddies, including George Cortez and Don Narcisse. If you've always wanted to see a college football game and it's on your bucket list, why not join us in Houston for a college football playoff game? We're waiting on the Houston Rockets NBA schedule, but if they're home, one of the hottest teams in the NBA will be part of the trip. Check us out now at rodpeterson.com/trip, and thanks to Uniglobe for putting it on.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rob.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Or if you're just joining us, welcome to Hour 2 of the Rod Peterson Show. Episode number 62, coming to you from the bunker in a field in Western Canada. And we're having a lot of fun today on episode number 62. A lot of number 62s are coming out now in the history of sport. Paul Stastny, Carl Hagelin,
No real Hall of Famers.
No real Hall of Famers, no. Reg Whitehouse, Victor Stevenson of Ryder fame. I know a lot of our younger viewers have no idea who these people are. I can't read my own writing here. Kevin Cooley? Kevin Cauley? Anyways, here's the topics. And the daily poll, I should mention, heading into this Winnipeg-Saskatchewan back-to-back for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. What do you think the result will be of this upcoming Saskatchewan-Winnipeg back-to-back? Rider sweep, split, bomber sweep. The two, it's going neck and neck between a rider sweep and a split. Virtually nobody's voting for a bomber split, yeah. And that includes a lot of voters from Winnipeg, by the way. It really does.
You got, where are they ranked? Third on the list of listenership?
Yeah. Oh, we're very big in Winnipeg. It's a little bit of a love-hate thing, I think.
They just tune in to see Lynch.
I don't think they love us, they do tune in, yes. So we appreciate that. Good morning, Winnipeg. And by the way, I think the sky's still blue there. I don't think the sky's falling for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, despite the drug test, positive steroid violation of Andrew Harris, which, by the way, nobody believes him saying that he didn't knowingly take a banned substance, which is sad because I've always had an immense amount of respect for Andrew Harris.
Yeah.
And at times with the BC Lions and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, I tend to want to believe him. I do. But nobody that's played the game does, which should tell you something.
I haven't played either. I just, you know what? I've become very cynical when it comes to this. There's a shock, right? I'm a bit of a pessimist.
You're a cynic.
Yeah, when it comes to this. And I would... It would be great if it came out and the league and everybody and you know what, this is what it was, or it was a mistake. But I mean, like I said, you know, I'm dating back to 30 years ago when I was tainted in Seoul, South Korea. There's no way Ben Johnson could have tested positive. And then you know, as years go by, he tests again and you watch documentaries, 9/7, Lance Armstrong, you just, you know, take your pick. Yeah, it's guilty before proven innocent kind of a thing when it comes to these guys and PEDs. And rightfully or wrongfully, that's the reality.
Well, we are going to pause this discussion to head out on the video chat this morning. We're joined by Markway McDaniel, longtime CFL veteran of the Stampeders and the Ticats, now of the most exciting team in the CFL, the Montreal Alouettes. Good morning, Markway, or good afternoon, wherever you may be. How are things with you today?
Good afternoon. I'm good. I'm out here in Montreal, so I'm going to say I'm on the Eastern time zone.
Well, Markway, can you first tell our viewers and listeners what's up with you right now? You're on the Alouettes coaching staff, are you not? How did that come about, and how's it going?
Oh, I love it. So once I saw that Coach Sherman got released here, I got Kahari's number from Kevin Glenn and called up Kahari and asked him if he had any room for any offensive coaches or offensive assistants, and he said, yeah, you know the game, you're a smart guy, so come on up. And I've been up here ever since.
Well, hey, Have they lost since you've been there? Maybe you're the good luck charm. I don't know. But things are going great. I was in Moncton for Touchdown Atlantic. I was out on the field watching warm-ups, and I saw Kahari gunning passes in the drills. I saw him dancing and grooving to the music in the stadium, and I'm like, wow, this is quite a vibe. And we had Kahari here, so I know what kind of guy he is. I'm so happy for him and all you guys. It just seems like Kahari's the reason of the turnaround in Montreal, or is there more to it than that?
Oh, yeah, I think Kahari is a big reason. Well, when I first came here, I saw they had players in place. They had a good roster, defense, offense, special teams. But, you know, Kahari has those guys believing in him. You know, it was a lot going on last year. And you could just see the joy that the guys have coming to work every day. And I think that's the main thing. They trust Kahari. And then he has Vernon playing on the top of his game. And I think that's a big factor in, you know, the success right now.
Is that the biggest thing? Is it Kahari? Because, you know, the comments that I heard once, you know, the preseason, it was that it was not a good sideline to be a part of during the preseason. But as soon as the coaching change happened, the comment that stuck out that I saw was, now this team has an opportunity to win some games. And clearly that's been the case.
Right. Like I said, the players were here in place. It's a lot I won't speak on that I heard about last year. But like I said, the players love coming to work every day. And that's what you can see. Like I said, they trust Kahari. Kahari's a good guy before he's a good coach, right? So he's always, you know, talking to the players one-on-one. He's joking around, having fun. He just has that energy about him, that positive energy, and I think that's rubbed off on the players.
Marquay, you had one style as a receiver in this league. You are who you are. But now that you're coaching, you're dealing with guys that some may have a similar skill set than you, but some may have a very different skill set than you. What's the most difficult part trying to coach those guys that maybe are a little bit different than you were as a player?
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. There are different players. We got some guys here who might not be, you know, slot guys or as quick in the slot like I was, but they're great outside guys. And I just teach them how to set up defenders, really. That's one thing I think I did well. I made every route look the same. My go route, my out route, my dig route, my curl all look the same. So as a receiver, if I can make all my routes look the same and keep a defender guessing, and then I can win pretty much almost every time, because he'll guess wrong or he'll just stay in his back pedal and flip his hips being scared to get beat deep. So one thing I teach here is attack the defender and try to make every route look the same.
You know, when you left the Stampeders, we all believed it was a financial thing similar to Charleston Hughes and any of the guys. And you don't have to correct me if I'm wrong, or you can if you want. But you always seem to be the safety valve for Bo. Whenever he was in trouble, he's looking for Marquay on the field, and he always seemed to find you. Talk about your association with Bo. Did I read that right? I mean, you guys just really seemed to have a special chemistry there and did a lot of winning together.
Oh, yeah. So for the first part, yeah, I knew it was financial, and I didn't have a good year, too. That was probably the first year my body kind of just felt like it was wearing down. So I knew something was going to happen after this season. I didn't have my best year, but I would have liked to work something out and give it one more, but that just didn't happen. And as far as me and Bo, we just saw the field the same. I watched a lot of defense, you know, film on other teams' defense, and not even talking to Bo a lot, really, more so how I'm going to run my route based on how the defender is. You know, I had rules and options, you know, set up in the offense, but as long as Bo knew how I was running a route based on what the defender was doing, then me and him were always on the same page. So it was something where it just started in 2013 when he got reps in practice, and in 2014 when he was a starter, it kind of just carried on. But it was more so just seeing what the defense was doing, being on the same page, and just communication.
Hey, and lastly, you know, we have our pain in Saskatchewan with the 13th man in certain ways Grey Cups have ended. But you were outspoken after the 2017 Grey Cup, how that ended. You see, you smile because it's a smile of pain. I know that, Marquay. But in my career as a recovery coach, we talk about you don't necessarily get over things. You learn to live with things. Is that where you're at with the way that Grey Cup ended in Ottawa that night?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, people still talk about it to this day. And, you know, I got up in front of the team and spoke one day and told them I had been to 4 Grey Cups in 6 years in Calgary. And, man, just told them about those last two, just something you can never get back. And the last one hurt more because I thought we had the game sealed. I think we were up 7 or 8 before the fumble happened, and we had a chance to kick a field goal. And I think even if he missed the field goal, we go up 9. And the way our defense was playing, I just felt like all we had to do was take care of the ball and the game was over. So, after the game, it was kind of a heat of the moment thing in the locker room. And it was right after they had just talked to KJ. So, the next year in camp, I apologized to him. He knew it wasn't personal. Like, if that was me in that situation, I would expect the same just because that's the kind of team we were. We hold each other accountable. But I just hate that I let it get out into the media, kind of let it got sucked into that. But other than that, KJ was cool with it. And, hey, they came back and won one last year. And they got some nice rings to look at it. But, yeah, my 2014 Grey Cup is so much special to me now. I look at that ring a lot now. Just to be fortunate to have one, and the fact that I lost 3, yeah, but I could have 3 Grey Cup rings on my finger right now. That would be pretty sweet.
Well, it was an emotional time for you. I often say I don't think coaches and players should be interviewed right after games, but clearly that's not changing. So, Mark Way, good luck. Enjoy the bye, and we're following what you're doing very closely. I appreciate you coming on today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. Mark Way, McDaniel, CFL great, Grey Cup champion, and now of the, maybe not the hottest team in the CFL, they could end up being certainly the most exciting. We'll pause here on this Wednesday morning, be back with more with Duke and Darren DuPont. On the way, Jamel Richardson this morning. It is episode number 62 of the Rod Peterson Show, Canada's most watched Facebook live show. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch the podcasts at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Employer pricing is back. You pay what we pay.
Eligible Costco members receive preferred pricing on select vehicles and a $500 Costco cash card. Get Costco pricing on this new 2019 GMC Sierra 4x4. It's just $39,645 plus tax, or just $256 bi-weekly. Or get Costco pricing on this new 2019 Buick Encore. It's only $27,098 plus tax. That's just $93 a week.
You pay what we pay!
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody, as the program continues on this Wednesday morning from the bunker. The Daily Poll question, how will this back-to-back Winnipeg-Saskatchewan set turn out? Daily Poll for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. 3 options, a rider sweep, a bomber sweep, or a split. 52% of the vote from our Twitter page, at Rod Peterson Show, saying it'll be a split.
It's decreasing, though. The gap is narrowing.
Yeah, it is narrowing. 43% are predicting a rider sweep, and only 5% of the vote are saying a bomber sweep. Not even bomber fans are expecting their team to sweep the Riders in this upcoming set here, beginning with the Labor Day Classic on Sunday, followed by the Banjo Bowl next Saturday. Morning sports update For Ballers Rec Room, the Toronto Blue Jays go for a two-game sweep of the Atlanta Braves tonight at Rogers Centre. Toronto's led by its young core of Bo Bichette, Kevin Biggio, and Vladdy Guerrero Jr., who all had hits last night in Toronto's 3-1 series opening win. Did you see the fan interfering with the foul ball?
No, I did not.
Off the third base line.
I watched some of the game, but I didn't see
it. It was a young fan wearing a Vladdy Guerrero Jr. jersey, completely out to lunch. I think he was holding a hot dog in one hand trying to catch this, and he's just getting eviscerated for interfering in the game.
Like he Bartmaned it?
Huh? He Bartmaned it. He absolutely did. The only thing was, it kind of worked out for the Blue Jays. And
that could cost. That could really cost them in the standings this season.
Well, it would have been a bigger deal had it been the playoffs and had it been Vladdy Guerrero who got called out rather than a Braves batter. But anyways, do we not understand yet? People are stupid. Do we not? Have we not realized that yet? Guy pays his money, sits in the front row down the third baseline. He wants a ball.
Yes.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Not everybody's right in tune with what's going on in the
game.
What's
better than the big guy with a glass of beer that just like reaches out and catches the ball?
The best.
That is always the best highlight of the night.
But you're not going to, you know, in that moment as the fan, you haven't seen a sniff of anything in the six games you've been to during the season or during your life, and all of a sudden the ball comes over. You can do it. You're not even thinking about the game anymore. No. You forget all about the situation.
Exactly.
You see the ball.
Have you been to a ball game?
Yeah.
Of course, it's all the people on TV that are stoning the guy. The Detroit Tigers head into tonight's home game against Cleveland, having lost 12 straight to the Indians, including a 10-1 beating last night. The Tigers are 17-44 at Comerica Park and need to win 5 of their final 20 home games to avoid becoming the first team since at least 1908 to drop 60 at home. Goalie Cam Ward has signed a one-day contract with the Carolina Hurricanes and is retiring as a member of the team he helped lead to a Stanley Cup.
Why did I think he was from Sherwood Park?
He's Saskatoon, is he not? Can we get clarification on that? Cam Ward, I believe, is a good old Sasky. He's retiring with a Stanley Cup and a Memorial Cup with the Red Deer Rebels. Life is good for Cam Ward. Darren DuPont's gone to the big board here. How quick's our Wi-Fi here in the bunker?
Pretty quick. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Saskatoon, thank you. Doom. Don't try and catch me on my Saskatoon NHL Saskatchewan lore.
Andrew Ferentz is from Saskatoon.
Sam Steele. Everybody's from Sherwood Park except for Cam Ward.
Sam Steele. He's going to have a good year.
Johnny Schmidt writes in. He says, more hockey talk, please. NHL training camp start in 2 weeks.
Dude,
I, for one, can't wait.
25 out.
Go Habs. Well, exactly. I'll say it again for those that missed it in hour one. I was going to go to the Pats blue and white game Monday night. Ended up not feeling well, but it didn't help that a guy in the gym said, yeah, I'm not going tonight. He's a longtime season ticket holder. He's like, there's a lot of hockey left. Yeah. It's still golf weather.
Yeah.
And he kind of just ruined it for me. I'm like, you know what? You're right. There will be a lot more hockey. And John, just don't worry. I love this. That little hater rant that I went on last week. People are saying, what are you going to talk about when football's over?
Football's never over.
Football's never over, one. And two, hockey, just wait. Oh, just wait. I can't wait. I got a lot of things parked right up here. Right.
Hey,
up the sleeve.
You know, one thing that, and I just quickly, and I know this passed, the Lewis Ward record is bupkis. Like, come on.
You've had an hour to think about that.
Well, no, I've had weeks to think about this because he missed field goals in the playoffs, the most crucial time of the year, and we're still making it sound like, I feel like this is playing a game with your 10-year-old. No, Dad, no. You know, changing the rules on the fly as a 10-year-old boy likes to do. No, you can't do that because you might win. You know, like, why are we changing the rules on this one? Oh, are we now going to have, he's kicked 43 consecutive field goals in the preseason? Like, get out of here.
Stop for a second, however.
Get out of here.
Just stop for a second. If a regular season point streak in the National Hockey League doesn't carry over into the playoffs, it's a brand new season. So, I mean, if this is a technicality, that which I don't like.
Gretzky's streak was in one season.
51 games?
51 games from the start. Joe DiMaggio, one season.
Like, so you think Lewis Ward should have been snapped off?
Well, it's
because it's still a record, right?
That's the end of it. Yeah, like is it an impressive feat? Yes. But to pretend that he didn't miss field goals in the playoffs, which I always feel is being done. Like, is what he did impressive? Absolutely. I don't want to take away from that. But it's like we just ignore what happened in the playoffs. And I don't like that.
I'm with you.
I don't agree.
But they also say, you know, the Riders didn't win at McMahon Stadium in the regular season for like a decade, but they conveniently forgot the 2013 West Final or whatever. Like, it doesn't, the playoffs don't count.
It's all on how records. You work the numbers.
Yes. It is, so I understand what's right. It's something that you got to hold your nose, like, attendance hold is, your nose and talk about Lewis Ward's record, which is unfortunate.
Yeah. It's like attendance. Well, attendance numbers are down. Well, are they down on the total? How many home games have the Riders and the Eskimos had? Are they down on percent of capacity? Well, that makes a difference. And for years, capacity at Sky Dome's 50-some thousand people, but then they reduced capacity in there because they stopped selling the upper bowl, same as at BC, so then capacity became less. Like, it just depends on how you want to work the numbers that week to benefit your argument and your cause. And I just sometimes feel with this one, you know, people want to blow Lewis Ward. And again, unbelievable to kick that many field goals.
Especially at 5'6".
Yeah, like it is. It's an incredible feat. But I'm just sitting here, and I know I'm Mr. Poo-Poo all the time, but it's...
Yes, you are.
I am. But it's like, he missed him at the most important time, you know?
Yeah. Your streak is over.
A couple of last things. Derek writes in on the Facebook wall. Derek Kaming, he says, seriously, every sports show and channel in this country talks about nothing but hockey. It's football season. So that's fair. If we got to go year-round with football, I'm totally okay with it. You viewers and you listeners will dictate what we talk about. That's kind of the idea, is it not, Darren?
Kind of.
And us sitting in these chairs.
The customer is always right.
No, they're not. The customer's not always right. Ask John Thomas Moore.
Well, I go back to
the guy that I ripped to shreds on this show last week.
That was a severe undressing and pull your pants down spanking. Yeah.
Spanking. By the way, the guy wrote in on the Prairie Mobile text line, Ty, and we got to get to this. Rest in peace, Tom Trojan's football. Slumping enrollment, a real problem, or temporary setback? For those that follow high school football, which in the States, by the way, is, of course, akin to
religion,
major junior hockey in this country, it's a big deal. The Tom Trojans are a big deal. They've produced the likes of Jim Hobson, Nick Hutchins, Neil Hughes, Dan Clark, a lot of greats. Coming out of the Tom Trojans program.
Stu
Ford, of course. Yeah. And their program is not no more. I clarified this yesterday with the high school's athletic association. You know the guy.
Yep.
And they're taking a one-year leave of absence because of lack of student participation in the football program. And the kids that want to play football that go to Tom are going to go over to the Winston-Knoll Wolverines. Right. This is not just a Regina thing. This is a football thing.
I don't even think it's just a football thing, Rod. It is a football thing, but I do see it increasing in a number of sports.
Sports
I'm actively involved in soccer in this province, and you know, soccer has its challenges too with numbers for sure. I see it as you know, if a kid's making $3 million at 16 years old to play video games. You know, that wasn't a reality before. That is now a reality out there. And there's other things. And I'm not saying I'm for it. My goodness, I am not for it. You know my love of sports. And you know what I think it can do for young adults, old adults, everybody. But, yeah, I see this as not just a football thing. And it kind of worries me a little
bit. Last couple weeks, and Jamel Richardson's ready, so we're going to go to Jay Rich right away. I've spent a lot of time on airplanes and a lot of time in airports, and I've been doing a lot of reading. Strokes are up. Heart attacks are up.
What about obesity?
And osteoarthritis. Obesity, of course, but that's not new.
Yeah.
That's been up for 20 to 30 years. Uh-huh. What I'm talking about, what's new now with 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, are strokes, heart attacks, and osteosclerosis and osteoarthritis, and it's because of lack of activity for children.
Can we go back to this after Jay Rich?
Yes, we can. Good. So I'm glad that we're kind of out of that age bracket. Let your kids play video games. That's fine.
Sure.
But limit it and get them off the couch and get them out doing something, because it is reaching epidemic proportions. And don't even get me started on the addiction crisis. This has nothing to do with addiction other than to video games.
Right.
So here we go. Out in the video chat this morning, an all-timer. Look at him. He's already looking great. Jamel Richardson joins us this morning on video chat. Former Dallas Cowboy. Montreal Alouette and Saskatchewan Rough Rider. Jay Rich, welcome to the program, my man. Where do we find you at today?
Hey, appreciate for having me. I'm in Dallas right now.
How are things in the Lone Star State today? Just tell me what it's like down there today.
hot. It's blazing. We've been in 100-degree weather for the last 2 to 3 weeks, you know, high 90s, 100 degrees. But no complaints down here. You know, that's the all the reason why I moved down here. And I'm just enjoying it, you know, enjoying my family. So
I was actually just going to ask you how you are with the heat, because frankly, I love it too. And I think these guys in the bunker do too. Oh, yeah. So, Jay Rich, let me just tell you that we are jealous. And and it looks like life's great. 11-year CFL veteran, got a lot of things to get to with you, Jay Rich. And I know a lot of your old teammates will be very excited to know that you're on today. And they're going to want to watch this interview because you were so popular when you were here. But this is what I remember. Right. And you're still popular. But I want to say this. You left here a boy, went to Dallas, came back a man to the Alouettes in terms of just your overall, the way you are, but also as a pro football player. What happened in Dallas to you that the light seemed to go on?
To be honest, it was just the way Terrell Owens practiced. You know, I watched him. You know, I kind of trademarked my game after him, the run after the catch. And, you know, once I seen him practice, and he practiced with a 10-pound vest on every day. But you couldn't tell. Like, he was just blown by people with it on. So, you know, when I was just like, okay, I thought I worked hard, but I was like, I'm not working hard enough. You know, to get to that next level, you have to take your training to a next level, take care of your body, and, you know, mentally be involved in it. You know, so once I, you know, saw that and got around that atmosphere, you know, it kind of took me to the next level. And I just promised myself once I touched that field again that I was going to kill it.
So what changed? So what was it like, you know, in Montreal when you, you know, ascended to being one of the, you know, the league's best for, you know, a number of years? What did you feel that was different in Montreal?
Greatness. You know, it was greatness there. You know, Anthony Calville, Ben Calhoun, Kerry Watkins, you know, a bunch of guys, you know, that was, you know, pretty much just great, you know. And Coach Trestman, you know, changed my life as well. You know, he sat down with me numerous times, you know, just to talk to me, get, you know, tell me what my mindset should be. You know, I told him where I wanted to go, and he asked me, you know, what steps I'm going to take to get there. So, you know, I lived it, and I wrote it down, and I achieved it. You know, I just wanted to be the best player out there. And, you know, I'm super competitive, so I wanted to be the best.
Jamel, you mentioned Terrell Owens as kind of a contemporary and a peer that you tried to model your game after. But I'm wondering, what was 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 10-year-old you? Who was a player that you looked up to? And as a kid, you know, when you're out there playing that imaginary game and throwing passes to yourself, who was the star you wanted to be then?
Michael Irvin. Nah. You know, big, flashy, you know, talk it, backed it up. I loved it. I loved everything about him. So he was that guy for me. You know, when I went out there, I was always Michael Irvin. You know, like I said, same body type, the flashiness, the cockiness. And, you know, he lived it and he talked it. He backed it up. So that was my guy.
You know, it's funny, by the way, there are a couple Cowboys fans here,
yes,
Derek
sir.
And I, and we went to Cowboys game, and what are you shaking your head? Are you not a Cowboys fan?
No.
What?
Why
no.
not?
I'm a Giants. I'm from New York. So my son
You're
is
a 6
years old, and he's a Cowboys fan. So
well, he should
know,
be.
Smart
him.
Kid.
But Jay Rich, the point is, we go to a game at Cowboys Stadium when it was Cowboys Stadium. Remember the intro, and they had Michael Irvin, the video, and he's going nuts, and he's got 90,000 people losing their minds before the Cowboys. And then remember they brought the bull out, and the bull rider
the
is spinning around. Oh, my God. Michael Irvin, just explain how big a deal he is in the Big D, if you don't mind.
Michael Irvin, you know, they love him. You know, he's very positive in the community, and he's always the same. He always brings that energy whenever he's around. And he, like I said, he's a positive role model in his community. So, you know, the fans love him. They love anybody that played for the Dallas Cowboys, for that matter, that helped them win those rings 34 years ago.
Jamel, before we get to what you're up to these days, I got to know, you're a Giants guy. We're some Cowboys guys. Your boy's a Cowboys guy. Who wins the NFC East this year?
Not the Giants.
You know, I'm a realist, you know, so I'm not going to say my guys, but we're going to be competing for that title. But I like what the Eagles are doing. I like what they're doing. I like the receivers that they brought back, the run game, and they're gonna have a healthy quarterback. So, and of course that defense is gonna be stout. So we definitely gonna have our hands full this year. The Cowboys, you know, of course they're gonna be, I don't know, you know, dead last or maybe second to the last.
Oh,
so,
you know. You're killing us right here. You're killing us. Your poor kid.
Hey, Jay and Rich, by the way, as you can tell, we've been waiting a while to get you on and ask you these questions. Mine for me is because Luke Mullinder to this day tells Jamel Richardson stories. Like, was he your best friend on this team? Because it sure seemed like he was.
That was my guy.
Right.
You know, we came into the league together. We were young. So, yeah, Luke is my guy.
Right. So the reason I say bring this, him and that whole pack of guys love you. What was it like beating them in Grey Cups? Because A, playing against them, and then B, beating them. What was that like?
You know, of course, you know, playing against them, it was very competitive. You know, and pretty much the Riders was our rivals. You know, during the regular season, the Grey Cups. So to play against those guys, it was everything. You know, and it also was for bragging rights. But to win it, it was just a dream come true, you know, surreal. Especially the first Grey Cup, just the way it ended, the way we had to come back to fight for it, the way we went out there to the West Coast and beat them pretty much on their home field. It was everything that you can dream of.
I would say, well, two last questions, Jay Rich. We have a lot of coaches watching this show every day, but we have a lot of current players and ex-players watching this show. I'd like to say I'm a friend of Mark Trestman. I'm definitely a fan of Mark Trestman. How would you in 60 seconds explain what his secret is to his success as a head coach?
Details. You know, you have to pay attention to details. He preaches it. And, you know, the play. And he also preaches, you know, teamwork. You know, play for the man next to you. You know, we all have a common goal, and you just don't want to be that guy. You're going to hold your teammates accountable and go out there and just be the best version of you. You know, we're not going to worry about nobody but except doing our job. So, and definitely, just like I said, details, details, details.
It works in life, not just football, as you've probably realized post-football. And lastly, you've realized you've got a lot of fans and friends here in Canada, Jay Rich. They'd like to know, how are things in your life? What's up with you these days?
Everything is good. Trust me, I love them too, and I miss them. But I have my own training business going on, upstate connection. I'm also an independent claims adjuster, so I'm going to all these catastrophic events, you know, hurricane, hell, you know, just to help people get their life back on track. I love to help people. I'm also a mentor down here in Dallas, me and my brother. You know, it's all about giving back to the kids what the game gave to me. You know, they see somebody that's successful, you know, it maybe could rub off on them. You know, we all been through it. And I just tell the youth, don't be a product of your environment. If you want change, you can change it. You just have to make it happen.
Wow, that is some magic coming out of your mouth this morning, Jay Rich. Thanks for spending some time, and we got to get you up here soon.
Absolutely. I can't wait. Thanks for having me, guys.
You betcha. Jamel Richardson joining us from Dallas, Texas today, number 89. I can't wait for the 89th show, by the way.
How can
We'll be going for 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. Great number 89. How can he not be a Cowboy?
That's ridiculous.
Fan.
He played for the Cowboys. He's not even a Cowboy fan.
Michael Irvin was his favorite receiver. Modeled his game after Terrell Owens. I mean, anybody but the Giants.
I know. I
Come
hate
on.
The Giants.
I don't care where you grew up, man.
Giants pretty good, too.
No, though. I know.
We'll take a pause. It is the Rod Peterson Show, Canada's most watched Facebook live shows right here. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch the podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Just because you're out in the country, surrounded by fields of green, living sky sunrises and sunsets, shouldn't limit you from connecting to the world. Fast, reliable, and affordable internet for rural Saskatchewan. SaskTel Fusion from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Invite the whole world in. Sign up for SaskTel Fusion today for just $99.99, including basic install. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of The Rod Peterson Show.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. Wednesday morning, show number 62. The Duke with me, Darren DuPont. It'll be just DuPont for the overtime segment. Wayne writing in from Victoria this morning. He says, I have to say I learn a lot just watching the Facebook feed on this show. Well done. Well, that's what we aim to do, educate and entertain. Talking to a gentleman in Dallas, Texas, Jamel Richardson got me thinking about Houston, Texas. And we're going there December 5th to the 10th. I got my dates all screwed up, so I want to just explain this to somebody. I'm not a travel agent, so you and Michelle are kind of doing more of this than I am, right?
Yes.
But I'll deal with what I do. So I talked to George Cortez the other day, and he said there will be a high school playoff football game.
Oh, wow.
And your people are going to want to go to that.
Yeah.
He goes 25 to 30,000 people. It'll be in a big stadium, whether it's Energy Stadium or at Rice or wherever. It'll be something you guys are going to want to see. So I think we can confidently guarantee you come on this trip, you're not only going to see the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos plus the NBA, but a high school American playoff game.
Well,
which is, you've heard about it forever. If you're football fans, I think you're going to want to come down and participate in this. I know I can't wait. But he said to see a college football playoff game, we can't guarantee that'll be the case.
Right.
The last week of the regular season is the weekend before. So George is like, it'd be pretty hard to tell potential people coming on the trip that we can guarantee a playoff game because we just don't know. He goes, I can guarantee you a high school playoff game because there's so many high schools here. And he goes, it's very likely that Bo Levi Mitchell's high school, Katy, Texas, will be
really?
In wow. one of those games, and they won't play it in Katy. There'll be so many people at the game, they're going to move it into a bigger stadium.
Of course.
So that's kind of, I don't know, I get tingles when I think about it. Yeah. I don't know about you people, but I get excited at that.
College football, what I've learned is that there is a conference championship yes. happening that weekend.
Big 12?
In Dallas.
Oh, okay.
So, and I know people that are going on our trip are already starting to think, okay, renting a car is 60
it's a long
bucks.
Ways.
It's about 2.5 hours only.
Yeah.
On the road.
I'll be staying in Houston.
But people are considering
city.
But you're in Regina, and we're going to be 2.5 hours away from a conference championship game in the biggest mecca stadium in the world, potentially, you know, Dallas.
Yeah.
So people are talking about it on this on the one day. If there's some time available, they might go. So that's an option, too. So there's all of this thing in the heartland of football. It's going
to
be unbelievable.
To be quite honest, and all those these great things aside, NRG Stadium, which looks wicked awesome, Deshaun Watson, and catching a basketball game.
That's it right there. What more do you need, James Harden?
Westbrook, yes.
Like, you're seeing the star, and I think Deshaun Watson, if healthy, finishes in the top five of MVP voting this year. I think he is that good a quarterback. As long as he's healthy, you're going to see one of the top guys in the league.
He has his he has his detractors, too.
But no, DeAndre Hopkins, too?
This is the only guy that has really hung it on Nick Saban, and Saban had 6 weeks to prepare for him twice, and he still hung it on Nick Saban. This guy is unreal.
RodPeterson.com/trip. RodPeterson.com/trip. Get the inquiries in and book.
Well, and that's here's the thing. Michelle at Uniglobe is probably watching right now. Call her or call DuPont or DM them. This is what I know. I'll be there. And that's what I know. I'll be there. Come hang out with us in Houston. It's going to be fun. I can't give you all the details of who's going to be rooming with who. Like, I got Piss Jug asking me if he can stay with another single guy. And I'm like, yeah, I'll put you guys together. Whoa. But I'm like, that's not really what I should be doing. I'm not the travel agent.
Mrs. P is staying with you, so all bets are off for anybody staying with Rod.
It's not like the old days.
You stay
where we used to be a carousel of hotel rooms on these trips.
This isn't a high school trip. We're not picking roommates here and buddy systeming up. You're booking a trip and you get to stay with your significant
other. But again, Piss Jug wants to come. Saskatoon, very loyal viewer of the program. If I can match him up with another single guy, and
it's cheaper.
It's cheaper.
What about the farmers?
So I'm going to do that. Well, what about the farmers? We're doing it in December to accommodate the farmers.
No, but our boys.
Homer?
No, the two guys.
The entire trip is farmers. What are you talking about?
No.
JR and
Assiniboia?
The guys that were there from the very start, the whole time.
Homer
not
and
Homer.
Bob.
No, but there was the other two guys that we loved so much that want to stay up late every night.
Oh, Marcel and Jerry.
Marcel and Jerry.
You asked them about that.
If you want a room with somebody, maybe check out what they're doing, because they seem to steer
these
the ship.
These are the kinds of things
they
that happen.
They steer the ship once in a while.
Here. I'm running over my cords here. I'll tell you a funny story. These two guys that Myers are talking about are two brothers, Jerry and Marcel Aquin. They're probably listening or watching right now. We love them. So we are in Tampa Bay, Florida. We are in Keith Ollie's pool. He's playing. I'm sorry, I'm spitting. I'm getting so excited here. It's 41 degrees Fahrenheit. I was still drinking then. It's kind of key to the story. So Keith Ollie of the Lightning and his dad, Bill, say, come on up to our pool.
The best.
To Keith's pool. So we bought what we thought would be enough beer for the afternoon. We were out of it by 4, and we're floating along in the pool, in Keith's pool. It's like you can see the rink. It's like 100 yards away. It's like the greatest thing ever. You were there. Were you not on that trip?
No,
yeah, you were there.
I was on the trip. I was not
there.
At the pool.
Jerry has the bright idea to call his wife and tell her what a great time we're having down in Florida, swimming in the pool at the NHL player's place, drinking beer. We never saw Jerry again.
He was grounded.
His wife has not allowed him to come on a trip again because he rubbed it in. It's like, you can have a great time, but don't. It was also minus 55 at home that particular week, because I remember calling my dad, and my dad said that the extension cord on his truck broke, snapped in half. It was so cold.
And it was hot in Tampa.
It was so hot.
I remember sitting at the football game, and you were embarrassed to stand up because your butt was sweating so bad that you had
the
ass sweat on your shorts.
I didn't say 41 Fahrenheit. I said 41 Fahrenheit. I meant
41.
It was 95 to 100
it was
Fahrenheit.
So, it was
and
so
minus
great.
55 at
and
home.
And then go to a hockey game.
And go to a hockey game, and it was great. It was so much fun. The whole thing was fun.
That was a good spot.
And we'll be doing similar things in Houston, Texas, but there's no NHL team there, so we won't be swimming in a pool in Houston, Texas. I'm an NHL player, but we'll be in a pool somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be at a rodeo every night, as I said, because that's what we like to do, which is another story. Oh,
there's a couple other stories.
Michelle writing in. She says, yes, I am watching. And sports are booking up like crazy. I think she's talking about trips.
Spots
are booking up like crazy. I knew that they would because it's not like it was slow going early on, but this show is brand new. The trip's brand new. We didn't know how many people we were going to sell. And I said, we had that meeting and you were there. And I said, you wait till NFL fires up and people get that juice flowing.
Oh, yeah.
Of the Houston Texans.
And I don't, this isn't probably the most proper thing to say. And I know Michelle's watching. The first year we went to Phoenix was the smallest group we had.
19 people.
It was, honestly, it was so stinking fun. We were like a traveling road show of gypsies in Phoenix. It was such a blast. So the size, I think you
smaller
guys
are, the better.
From what I understand, you guys have already eclipsed that number. But yeah, it was such an intimate group that some of these guys, the Jerrys, the Homers, and some of them, you kind of became lifelong friends with them.
Still are.
And it started to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I recall I've been on a trip. Mike Elder raises Charlays.
Cornac.
Down south of here. Championship Charlays. I was interviewing him at Agribition one year. He's like, well, I know you. I was on that trip to, I think it was Dallas. And I'm like, sorry about that. And he's like, well, 50 yeah, some people.
Some people never came.
Yeah, you know.
Never came back.
Literally. But you know what? The bigger ones, sometimes you don't get the chance to kind of hang and meet with
them. Well, let me just say this.
So they both have their benefits. And I loved the big trips and the little trips the same as a person who's been there. And there's your free show.
Yeah, but you
should
talk about, thank you, but 19 people, it's law of attraction. It's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger bigger every year.
Yeah.
And as Darren's saying about this new show and the new trip, you can't go to everyone.
Unless you're on the first one.
Unless you're on the first one. And when we get on the bus, the very first day, I got my business cards. And I hand them out to everybody. Here's my cell number. You get in trouble.
You never
don't
used
call
to do
me.
That. You never
I do
used
it now. I didn't want to be called
before. I
don't
remember that.
Now I do. Call me. You need me. Here's my email. Here's my phone. Text me, whatever. And we do become friends.
Was it the first trip that you broke the Ken Austin news and the whole trip of all hell broke loose? I remember being in the airport and you're like, look at this. Look at this. Ken's going to the Ticats.
Yeah, but here's why. Well, listen, we'll break and we'll tell that story when we come back. And you can say,
I got to split.
You got to split. You got to go for lunch?
I got a meeting at Johnny Athens.
John's place.
All right.
Okay, say hi to Johnny for me.
I will.
He's crazy. Overtime is next. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Employee pricing is back.
You get to pay what I pay and the whole entire pre-owned inventory.
Plus, we're Ford of Canada's number one pre-owned store, right here in Regina.
This pre-owned 2018 Ford Escape SEL with leather, sunroof, and navigation is only $29.95 plus tax. Or check out this 2011 Jetta Highline Diesel. Its employee price, just $11.999 plus tax.
You pay what we pay!
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Hey, Clark just dropped the puck on overtime. Here we go. Next goal wins.
All right.
Dupes is with me here on this Wednesday, episode number 62. It's a small but star-studded group of number 62s for episode number 62. How's that?
Yeah.
Paul Stastny, Victor Stevenson, Carl Hagelin. And really, that's about it for legendary 62s. But you got 6 minutes to fill us in on the Facebook feed or the Prairie Mobile text line on your favorite number, 62s. Oh, Ivan Brown. That's hilarious. On cue, Ivan Brown played for the Alouettes. He's from Regina. Unless he's either number 62 or he was a Tom Trojan grad. Myers left without getting into his Tom football rant, how the football program's gone away. So it's not just football. Sports in general have declining numbers.
It's competition. You know, we have increased competition for our attention. And it's not that video games are bad or that there's other things that are out there that are taking our time. Cell phones are bad. It's just that there's more attention, right? There's more options and more things available at our fingertips all the time. And so it's tough. I know you talk about, you know, you got to get out of the house activity. You know, these bad things are increasing and we're not as healthy as we were. Yeah, that's important. We have to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves physically too. So it's a battle for sure. It's not that video games are bad or things are bad or that you need to limit, you know, video games or this. You just got to make sure you have balance in your life.
Well, yes, but that's the thing with the parents. You're the parents. Means you win. Get the kids outside. On the flip side, for those that are playing sports, I guess the competition's less. So your chances of succeeding or getting to the top of the pile are even better.
Should be.
Because there's less competition.
Yeah, it should be.
So go play sports. By the way, the guy texted back, Ivan Brown, he was referring to him as a Tom Trojan grad, not a number 62. Tomorrow's program, everybody's been wondering who the secret guest is. But you didn't want to announce it.
No, let's do it.
You're okay?
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, riders. Kenny Miller, Grandpa Miller will be joining us from North Carolina, which, by the way, is no small feat. I think Clark Monroe, really, our producer, really had to sell Kenny on coming on the show. Not that he didn't want to come on the show. It was for the technological reasons. Kenny wasn't real comfortable in his abilities to get the video chat working out. And there are other people who I won't name that have not come on the show for that exact reason. They're just not confident that they could get it to work.
We had a wonderful chat. I know Clark did anyway, and it was great. I didn't chat with Ken yesterday, but Clark was great. He called up Ken and said, here, let's try it out. Let's test it out in the afternoon. Well, so you're comfortable. You feel good. And he moved to a different room in the house. It was crystal clear. When he heard who was going to be on the show tomorrow too with him, his grin was ear to ear. He's genuinely so excited to be on the show tomorrow and to chat with you and to chat with the other alumni who are going to be on. He was tickled. It's going to be really fun.
Well, and that's the thing with Ken Miller. Just a man of integrity, a man of honesty. You wonder why the players loved him so much. Back, I think, in his day, it was somewhat rare.
Mm-hmm.
I do, and I would like to think that it's more so now. Kahari Jones of that vein, Craig Dickinson of that vein. Actually, Craig Dickinson and I talked about Ken Miller one time. It was in the lobby of the Sheraton in Hamilton, and he said, Ken Miller is a transformational coach. And I said, you got to tell me, Dickie, because I'm not a coaching aficionado. What does that mean?
Yeah.
And he says, it means a coach that gets players to achieve things that they didn't think they could do, and they think they did it on their own. Wow. And Kenny's okay with not taking the credit for it. They did it. That's the kind of coach that Craig Dickinson thinks of Ken Miller. We can get into some of those things tomorrow. Also, Kevin Glenn, Mike McCullough and Gene Mikowski. So tomorrow is going to be fantastic. And I love that whenever Kevin Glenn comes on, which we should get him on every day because he affects every market across the CFL. He's alum of every team. But back to the Kahari Jones thing, as we talked about with Marquay McDaniel when he was on earlier. He's the Alouettes receivers coach. I'll never forget Kahari Jones standing in the middle of the field, bopping to the music in the stadium. He had his earphones in. He's either listening to his own music or what was being played over the stadium. And I think this is what the players gravitate to now. You can't be the vein-popping, overstressed, purple-faced head coach anymore. The players aren't relating to that.
No.
They're just not.
They're not. And, you know, a coach told me once that you have one, maybe two opportunities, two if you're a really good coach, to do that, to be vein-popping and to lose it. Otherwise, it loses
its effect. You can't do it every day.
Now, yeah. And especially with today's person. I don't want to just put it on kids, but just with today's people where, you know, we know if we're being treated fairly or not, and we are more vocal about standing up for things, and you just can't act that way. I think that little vein pop and the little bit of discipline can work because it can really shock the system. But it has to be a shock to the system. If you're that way every day, whether it's with your kids, whether it's at home, whether it's at work as a boss, whether it's anywhere, if you're that way all the time and you're always on him, it's just like, yeah, okay, he's mad. He's going to be mad anyway. Doesn't really matter. Do my thing. But if here's a guy you genuinely like and then he turns on you and he's mad, then all of a sudden, you're like, oh my gosh, what is going on? Okay, I'm paying attention. But if you're like yelling all the time at your kids, it doesn't have any effect at all. It has to be, you got to pick and choose. You really do. You have one, maybe two in a season.
Well, it's funny you say that because the rant when I ripped on John Thomas Moore last week, my wife, I played it for her last night and in our evening meeting, and yeah, she's like, oh man, I wish you hadn't done that. And I said, why not? Just because if you had ripped me or I saw you ripping somebody like that, I would not watch again. I would tune out. And I said, well, can you just leave this to me? Mm-hmm. Because maybe we lost one or two viewers. I'll guarantee you we gained 20 to 30 more because it's entertaining. And you, the thing is, this guy's been complaining to me. He was complaining about this show had too many commercials. He'd been complaining before about certain things. And in my old job, I would have to put up with that because I would have people saying, no, you can't rip people because, you know, you might upset sponsor. I don't care. You can't talk to me that way.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm not anymore. You can't. And I don't know if that guy's come back to watch. And if he hasn't, good. Because as I wasn't lying, I don't want him. So you can't treat me that way. I don't know that that's a millennial thing. I'm just not putting up with it anymore.
Yeah. No, and fair. Good on you. I mean, authenticity wins the day, right?
It certainly is seeming to.
It does.
Anything else from you before we shut her down today and go do whatever it is we do?
Yeah, no, let's go do our thing. I'm looking forward to everybody showing up on Saturday. Again, if you don't have tickets, rodpetersonshop.com. You can get your tickets in advance. But, you know, bring the kids out. There's going to be bouncy castles. The Dino Bouncers for the kids are going to be there. Your favorite Rider alumni are going to be there. So that's going to be fun. You're going to get to watch. We're going to support minor football. So book it in your calendar. Gates open 5:30 at Libel Field on Saturday night. It's going to, you know, we're going to start playing about 6:30 and play for about an hour, I think, is the game will last, and chance to get autographs and do all the fun stuff.
100% of proceeds will go to Regina Minor Football and the Regina Riot Tackle Football Club. Their hats right behind Darren on the shelf. Dupes, this has been a fun one.
Yeah, it really has. I can't wait till tomorrow.
We will see everybody tomorrow right here on the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live.
That wasn't even close.
No. I've been pretty good.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.